Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, welcome to Pint Size Distant Pod. Every Sunday, we're going to be bringing you something from the Distant Pod archives. We've gone back through all of the episodes of the Socially Distant Sports Bar so far, and we've found what we think are some of the funniest bits. So, if you like what you listen to over the next few minutes, then have a look on the episode description, because there'll be the episode number that this comes from in there, which means it makes your journey easier. You can then go off and listen to the whole episode either again or for the first time. If you're a new listener, this is quite a good way of getting into our archives. If you have been with us from episode one, it's a nice way of getting yourselves back into some of the old episodes as well. Sit back, relax, and enjoy this little snippet from the Socially Distant Sports Bar, our Distant Pod pint size episodes.
Yeah, the mature students.
Well, fair play. We had a look.
Oh, they just work harder, don't they?
I like it, yeah, because when I did my postgrad, I did a postgrad in journalism.
And you were a mature student. Mike was.
Oh, Mike was. Yeah, of course you were. Go on.
I was 22, though.
Oh, yeah, I was.
But But when you're 18, that's still a big enough gap.
Yeah, definitely.
That you've seen the world, man.
Yeah.
You see,
yeah.
Mike, he's 22.
And I had as well. But I only did it because I failed my A-levels. So you had to be, once you're over 21, they weren't part of the process. It was just on the internet.
Really? Oh, cool.
So I thought, I'm clever. I wasn't academic.
So it was just 18. A waiting game then?
Yeah, it's personality-based.
I thought it was the same now, but I fucked around so much in my sixth form and spent most of the time not in school.
Yeah.
I knew I was clever. Oh, I am clever.
I knew I was handsome.
Well, that's objective. I'm objectively clever. I think we can all agree on that.
I always knew I was clever.
Well, there's no point in fucking hiding. You know,
first page.
False modesty is a monk's game. I am a very clever person who didn't have any A-levels.
Monk's game.
Well,
I've never heard modesty described as a monk's game.
False modesty is a monk's game. Who are you fooling?
Okay.
You're not fooling me. If I tell you, I'm average intelligent. I know that's not true. You all know that's not true. People listen to this know that's not true.
What about humility?
Oh, that's a mug's game as well.
Is that a mug's game?
Even more of a mug's game.
Really?
No, humility is fine. If I was sat here talking to one of the great thinkers of the modern times.
Hello.
Yeah.
and that's a big if, right?
Yeah. So you're on a Zoom call with Alain de Botton.
Who?
Yes.
He's a philosopher.
Fuck it. I don't mean philosophy. I mean actual fucking intelligence.
You're a clever bloke, aren't you? You haven't heard of Alain de Botton.
Well, because he's a philosopher, mate. He spent his whole fucking life wondering what if. And with absolute.
Oh, jeez.
You can't say
what
how
if?
Philosophers.
Fucking Fickle's argument.
Oh, my
that
God.
Is.
If you. Mate, a philosopher's not a job.
Mate.
A philosopher.
Fucking can't.
A philosopher.
I know what I'd call him. Fucking can't.
I do know what I call
fucking
him.
Fucking cunt more like.
Because philosophy is just your idea. What's your idea about stuff? This is my idea. It's a lot of bollocks. I know, but that's my idea, mate. So
that is the.
How many?
But you could.
How many different?
You can reduce everything
out.
Like religion.
No,
that, can't
yeah,
you?
Religion is a lot of bollocks. Correct.
I agree with you. I agree with you as well. But
and there's no difference in that and philosophy.
Okay.
There's no difference.
But most things you can reduce to that's just your idea.
No, but with
most of science you can reduce to that's just your idea.
If you do a degree in physics, right?
Yes.
Then there are certain fundamental truths. And what you're trying to find is more truths or disprove.
No,
they're theories. They're not necessarily
truths.
Yeah,
they're theories.
Oh, yeah, but that's the same sort of theory that people think Adam and Eve are real. Well, yeah, but evolution's a theory as well, mate. That's just a theory.
Are you tired, Mike?
You're tired.
I'm talking about a scientific theory. Having a theory and a scientific theory is not the same thing. What I'm saying with philosophy is, right, it doesn't matter if you're fucking Nietzsche or Plato or whoever the fuck it is, Kant. Right? You've got a certain way that you view life. Great. And you're well entitled to it. That's not a fucking thing.
Yeah, but they argue it. And they use it to
try
and understand the human condition. And they're often
to
hard theories to understand.
Trying to understand the human condition.
Listen to you.
You're trying to understand the human condition. What does that mean?
Yeah.
What does that mean, you daft philosopher? What does that mean?
Trying to understand what makes us tick.
Trying to say why you're so angry.
Do they know?
I think they've got a list.
Because I think there's about 1,000 philosophers with 1,000 different versions of what the human condition, whatever nebulous bullshit that is, means.
If you were in charge of education, it would be a catastrophe.
No, it wouldn't, because I appreciate art and I appreciate thinking. We were talking about my A-levels, and I was saying...
Yeah.
That if I was in esteemed company, right, I obviously wouldn't think I was the most intelligent person in the room. If I sat there with Stephen Hawking, right, or Madame Curie... I wouldn't think I was the most intelligent person in the room.
Okay. Right?
But if I sat there with fucking Nietzsche, I'd have a good go at it. Put it that way. Fucking Kant, behave yourself. I'm saying, going back to false modesty.
Kant.
Yeah, what are you calling me?
He would run intellectual rings.
What does that mean? What does that mean? He'd run intellectual rings around me.
He would say stuff that you didn't understand using words.
Talking about existentialism. I'm fucking, well done.
He's not even...
Go on, say it. You've fallen into my lovely little trap. What about it? What would he say about existentialism? Go on. What would he say about it? What would he say about it?
Fell into my trap.
Into my little philosopher's trap. Ha.
Go on.
I baited my little trap and like a fucking sap... You've sucked on it and you've been trapped. Because if you're a thinker, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you follow a school of thought, then by definition, you're not a thinker, right? So we would say, what do you believe in?
So you're a pragmatist then.
But everyone up until Kant sort of believed that God was in charge of everything, didn't they? And then he sort of came up...
No, there's plenty of people that didn't believe that, mate.
No, but he sort of, like, pushed free will as a concept.
Yeah, but...
I'm not saying that people didn't have free will prior to that.
You either think about that or you don't think about that. It's either in you or it's not in you. You don't need Kant to tell you about that.
Well, yeah, but a lot of people are just being indoctrinated. That rules out the whole idea of indoctrination.
Do you think that Aborigines don't have a fucking grasp of what it means to be... What was the word you used?
No, but I think we went over there and told them all they were wrong.
Yeah, gave them a couple of diseases.
Took over their countries and went, it's all about Jesus. Come on.
Yeah, but you're talking about something different now, aren't you? You're talking about...
I'm talking about like the idea of free will. If you're going around preaching that there isn't any free will, having someone there going, guys, I think there might be free will.
There's a perfectly valid school of thought that thinks there is no such thing as free will. Another branch of philosophy that says there is no such thing as free will.
Yeah, but I think you need all of these ideas out there.
Do you think Marx was a clever bloke then? Because he was a philosopher.
I mean, deeply flawed because he thought he could apply that to what you would call the human condition, right? Human beings aren't like that. Marx had this sort of the ideal of that if we live a certain way, this is going to be more fair. But that's not the way things work. That's not the way nature works.
But isn't the idea that his ideas then try to alter things?
Yes, but if you're a Marxist, or do you know what I mean?
But isn't that the whole point of coming up with ideas?
What is the point of being a Marxist? Because what you're
because you believe in his ideas, and if everybody, if you can get more people to believe in them,
but that will never happen.
But
there's been absolutely zero. Study history as well. There's been absolutely zero evidence that there's some sort of overriding human condition where we want to share things and things to be equal and things to be fair and you know, people to own the means of production and all that sort of stuff. That's bollocks. Mm. It's never happened.
Oh, there have been lots of communal societies.
They've worked well, haven't they?
Well, yeah, but they've been communal societies that lasted hundreds of years.
Right.
In different parts of the world.
And the human race is 100,000 years old.
So they did work well. Yeah, but what I'm saying is... This current the current age of capitalism that we're living in
talking about capitalism.
Again, is a very short period of time.
I'm not talking about capitalism.
So what are you talking about? General self-interest.
Natural hierarchies that just exist and always have and always will do in every sphere of the fucking fauna. And we're just animals, mate. We're not any different from anybody else.
You and me, baby.
Let's do it on the Discovery Channel.
So you're either a thinker, in which case, if you said to me, what sort of philosophy do you follow? I follow Guerrero, I'm a Guerreroist. Great, I'd say, fucking fair play to you, mate, because you've worked out what you think life's about and what it means to you and has meaning to you.
So what? So Steph Guerrero's philosophy that we're all following.
But why are you studying someone else?
Is it entirely based on the ultra marathon?
Yeah, exactly. Run long distances, work your ass off.
But why would you think it was good to go and study what someone else thinks is what it's all about?
Well, it's very interesting.
That is just like organized religion.
But isn't it good to sort of look at all those things?
Yeah.
Well, just invent your own.
And then make
just
up your
the
own
general
one.
Accumulation of wisdom, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mate,
this is the best kind of argument, I think. Is one person going, is it? Another one going, isn't it?
I know some philosophers, right? I'm not going to name names.
Well, personally?
Yeah, I know one who was a very, very highly qualified in the area of philosophy, right? PhD, and he's been a doctor of philosophy at some very big universities, including a very, very big university, right?
Mm.
Good bloke, likes his rugby, but I'm just saying.
So if Kant liked rugby, you'd be fucking into it.
Probably, yeah.
Imagine that.
Aristotle, good lad, dragon's
You can barely have a conversation with him because he's got to think about every fucking thing.
Exactly, because he's so clever, Mike.
Oh, God.
You are thick enough that you don't think, you just exist.
I'm sure there's a type of philosophy that is.
Oh, amazing.
I'm sure there's a name for that in the world of philosophy. I'm sure there's a name for it as well. Fucking spare
me. Bubbin school.
Imagine doing that for 3 years of a degree. Oh my God, you fucking chances. Up there with fucking weathermen and weatherwomen.
If you were in charge of education, what would be on the curriculum? What would be the core things?
Putting out cones.
Sport would be featured very, very highly.
Bib division.
Very, very highly.
Okay.
I'd build it around sport, actually, for the reason we've espoused on this very podcast.
Good.
Teamwork. All right.
Yeah, maths.
Well, no, there's an element of maths in sport, obviously, but I'm just saying, you know.
Name me someone who's better at mental arithmetic than a darts player.
Spot on.
A realistic shared effort.
Okay, you're communist.
No, I'm saying a realistic shared effort. I'm not saying that.
Okay, good. I want you to pass the ball unless you're particularly good at a flair player, in which case keep it. Hog it,
well, no,
score.
But if you're Cristiano Ronaldo on a sports team and you're making...
You don't want him passing.
You're making £400,000 a week.
Mm.
And this bloke's making £100,000 a week on the same team.
Mm.
You're still working together as a team. That person doesn't say, well, Cristiano's get paid four times what I get paid. I'll only do a quarter of the work. That's not realistic. So, you know, I think there are hierarchies within sport, but I think it's a collective effort.
Okay.
I don't call this Bubbinsism. It's to do with hierarchies, but doing collective good. There we go.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sure there's a word for it.
Yeah.
I'm sure
that's fine.
I'm sure someone thought something similar over the years.
I think it's Stalinism, but go on.
I think someone thought... I'm sure someone thought of something similar over the years.
I'm pretty sure this is what happened.
Did a degree in it, wrote 20,000 words in it, then went from being his idea to a thing.
Yeah.
A branch of science.
And if they don't train hard enough, they get sent to a gulag.
Absolutely.
And then every 3 or 4 years to freshen up the squad, I have a great purge.
See?
5-year plan to win the league?
It actually sounds like how Fergie did United.
Well, there, case in point.
Hope you enjoyed that little extract from our archives of the Socially Distant Sports Bar. We will have another one of these pint-sized distant pods for you next Sunday. What you can do now is scroll through the episode description, find the episode that was from, and disappear off into our archives. Get yourself off on a journey around the Socially Distant Sports Bar.